Pioneers in Indian work for Kent. I was 5 years on the Pioneers Reservation. And I consider it a real privilege to be invited by Leonard to come and speak in his behalf, supporting him, and talking about his dreams and his desires. For the last 3.5 years, I have been chairman of the Medicine Men and Pastors Dialogue. And in that organization, we have been, as Moses indicated, really seeking to understand each other. For so long, there was so much disagreement, so much suppression, so much suspicion. And as we have come to meet, one of the things that has really come is a real respect for one another. And I like one of the words which Chief Eagle brought out, and that is that we are not to negotiate. And at our meetings, we do not negotiate. Where we come to respect each other as they are. God has given gifts, has given some gifts to some people and other gifts to others. And He has meant these gifts, some of them for ourselves and some of them to be shared. But every gift comes from God. There is only one God. There is only one great spirit. And as we come, we find that God is really bringing us together and really making us understand and be very sympathetic to one another. And one thing that I learned very early in my experience, and that is that we must have great respect for what is holy. Daku Wakam. And the person who really instilled that into me in the most strong way was Leonard. As we were beginning to have ceremonies, one after another, in relationship one with another, it was Leonard who really came to see that we respected all the things of the Indian religion. And by his presence and by his concern, he was able to communicate to me and so many the action of God amongst his people. As I look back over the history of the reservation, I can look back at a period in which my church, the Catholic Church, had great suppression by the federal government. We were not, even though Indians, some Indians wanted us to come onto the reservation to bring Christ, the federal government would not permit it. Year after year, the Indians petitioned. They felt this calling. They knew that there was something holy in Christ. And as you listen to these men, you can tell that they have a knowledge and an appreciation of the holiness of Christ. And as the schools later on were being formed, again, contrary to treaty rights, the federal government would take students out of the school of the parents' choice and place them into federal schools. They would do a variety of things to harass and to give difficulty to the missionary effort. But when I look at this harassment, I find it so small, so very pitifully small, compared to the harassment that the federal government has done, and that we have done, we Christians, have done in terms of respect for the Indian religion. How they were not allowed to practice openly any of their rituals until 1934, and even after 1934, constantly being very suspicious of all that kind of thing which would organize Indian power. But when an Indian is in contact with the Wakam, when God comes and strengthens the hearts of those people, they become strong. And people were afraid of strong Indians. And so again and again, we find suppression of religion in a country that was founded on freedom of religion. How sad, how ironical, how terrible. But that is a fact which we must humbly confess and admit. As we begin to come closer and closer to one another, we begin to have a real longing for spiritual power. In my church, search for the Holy Spirit in the charismatic movement, and throughout all the ways. But most of all, places where I feel great power is in the participation in Indian religion. For the two, as we have found in our discussion, fit together. Ikoyake. It fits. And in it, we find strength. As we turn to spiritual men, as we turn to Leonard, we find there an awareness of the spiritual power in the world that we lack in our tradition. Chief Eagle Feather was up here with the rock, and he has taught me much from the rock. There are so many things which we can learn from the Indian. The sacrifice of the sun dance. The crying for power, the seeking of a vision, a sensitivity to the spirit in your everyday work. These are the things which are talked about. And as we approach, we turn to people like Leonard, and we find there a real awareness and an ability to communicate this power to the health and welfare of the people. If you find any phrase in the Indian religion, it comes again and again. It is for the health and welfare of the people. If they seek peace, they're constantly seeking peace for the people. They do not do this for pride. They do it in order to help and to serve others. Leonard really seeks to help the people. And his presence there helps the people. So why is he being locked up? Why is he being shuffled from one prison to another? Why is he being harassed and placed to go through so much judicial things when charges already have been dropped? peace has been established at home. As we look and we want to understand, to be involved in Indian religion, to receive that grace from God which comes uniquely through the Indian people, we listen to Leonard and to other spiritual leaders like him. One of the most heartfelt things in my life is my vocation. When God called me to be a priest, I remember the moment and the instant and the place, and I will never forget when God said, "I want you." That word of God in my heart has just wrung me and sustained my faith for years, and nothing can shake that, and nothing can put that down. When I read a letter from Leonard that was sent to his Aunt Laura, I just wept. For I knew what he was saying. He said, "Auntie, I am a medicine man. Remember that. But I want to be with people. I can't help them. I'm so far away from them here in prison. I am a medicine man. I am a medicine man. Tell the people to pray for me." Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce Mary Crodell. Sleep that handcuffed my husband, and they kicked his legs out from under him, and the FBI men laughed. They arrested a woman named Annie Mae, and they shackled her, they chained her. She didn't want to go to a woman's reformatory, a woman's prison, so she went underground. She was found last month, shot in the back of the head from a .38 caliber revolver. The FBI harassment, the federal authorities, the government system have been harassing Indian people, not because they're picking on us. No, 65% of the unused energy in this country belongs on Indian land and belongs to Indian people. If Indian people was to live a white man, we would be living a white man. But we weren't born that way. We were born with respect. Respect ourselves, respect other people, but most of all, respect our Mother Earth and respect our grandfather. look around the world today and I remember the Vietnam children that were sent to this country as orphans to be raised by foster parents. Come to find out, some of these children weren't even orphans. And what are they going to say when they grow up? Where's my dad? Where's my mother? And when the children grow up, what are they going to say to their children? Here we are. This is great Creator put us here to live, to make a way. To make a way for generations to follow. A good way. And it's going to be a good way. And the only way this is going to work is through humanity and mankind. It's really, it makes me feel good to see white people sit here and listen, because back home in South Dakota, a white woman will say, oh, that's just a dirty old Indian over there. That's one of those, you know, not even good enough to be a human being. Not even good enough to eat the same food as they could eat. And we've been struggling now. My husband was sent to prison after prison, and his final destination was at Lewisburg Penitentiary, which is a maximum security prison, which is a far cry from where the Watergate people went. And we're having a hard time raising money, raising support, and we do need money, and we do need support. Why? It's because, not for ourselves, not so we could have good clothes, we could, you know, look nice, we could drive good cars, no, but we want to get that people understand, that people share together. What Indians got, we've always shared it. And I ask you this, to make a donation for the cause. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals denied my husband. They said no. Maybe in the future we'll listen to grand jury testimonies, but this is past. Grand jury testimonies are in the back then days, a few months ago, that's over with. But in the future we'll try to amend ourselves and seek justice. And that's no kind of justice. What kind of justice is it? Nixon, the biggest criminal I've ever seen, goes back to China. Nobody knows. So what's that man doing back over in China? I thought he was pardoned for something. I'll make my time short because I know time is short. And the time for Indian people is, it's important. It's very important. Indian people get harassed every day. Indian people get killed. Every day Indian people get sent off to penitentiaries. The first institution to be made in South Dakota was a federal state penitentiary, and 80% of that is Indian people. So if you got a feeling in your heart for humanity and mankind, and you want to share with us the struggle we're going through, I'd like you to please donate whatever you can to help us in our struggle. That's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Yeah! 아크와카 파티에 그러나 해체 다크 아이와 이땅 허 해체 오시마란 오마키아 해체 토가시라 해체 다크 프리크테 그러나 와칸 마피아 바카 그 이어고 그를 이와 이땅 허 에나 해체 오스 배 옥사 본지 아이와 이차 해체 해체 다크 와 킹테 그러나 이와 마우사 그때 바시라 오마키아 Thank you very much. Well, I've been honored. It is honor and respect for me to be with you. You were here in Philadelphia, and I was kind of sorry that I missed the first part. And I know that my brother told me that he had some misunderstandings by other people. Well, we will come to a review to and weigh, and I'll let you see from your mind eyes what I have to say. Everything I speak of is from the sacred pipe and the powers of the four winds and grandpa and grandma. I'm going to speak for on behalf of my brother Leonard Crow Dog, Vegeta Wanapichi. It's a real name. To begin with the Indian, the word Indian, the definition of the Indian is still unanswered in Washington, D.C. The real Indian, we are Earth people. We are permanent red people. Grandpa Great Spirit has planted us here. I was here as a red man. I was here in the very beginning. If you have a scientific mind, I was origin from that power, a mystery power. I say I adopt the spirit, the great spirit. The spirit in itself, the definition of the spirit in itself is derived from the Latin. It means breath. So the mystery power, the power, the atom, and the cloud gases form around, and it materialized. All the chain reaction, it materialized. All the chain reaction of the chemical form, and it would turn into a hot boiling mud. And the cloud gases condensed water on a shady side, and that cools off. And from there, the green element formed, and that takes millions of years to take different shapes and forms. And the white element formed, and there was a million cell in a cell, and that cell formed a head and a forelay, a vertebrae, and a hind leg and a tail. And that took millions and millions of years to take different shapes and forms.
Hello?
Is Bob Burnett at home?
Bob?
You don't need to talk on
the phone.
Hello?
Oh, Bob, this is Ted Hetzel in Haverford.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Real good.
I'm sorry to hear from Ruth Thompson that you've had some sadness in your family.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
We were expecting it for some time, at least my brother anyway.
Oh, that's too bad.
Not B's aunt, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of sudden.
Yeah. Well, that was sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah? I find on my desk here a letter addressed to you, which I never mailed, which I intend to do, some photographs that I took when I was out.
Oh, terrific.
When we visited you. I'm sorry I didn't send them a lot sooner. I thought they'd already gone.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the pictures, you're with your son. Is his name Jules?
Jewel. Uh-huh. J-U-E-L.
J-U-E-L?
Uh-huh.
J-U...
yeah.
And I didn't quite understand when I heard it.
Yeah.
Ruth tells me that you have a new job, that you're working, I don't know what it was, but some, I was wondering whether it was the Council for Energy Resources Tribes or something like that.
No, I'm working for a private company with the development of energy for the tribes.
Uh-huh.
With the tribes. This company is joint venturing with the tribes.
Sounds good.
And they're putting up all the money and kind of doing this development in a very careful situation.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hope that works out well.
I think it will. It looks very good.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering whether you had by any chance thought of writing anything for me for Indian Truth about the project or whatever else.
Well, I've been working on an article called Self-Determination versus Trust Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to condense it down a little bit rather than what I've got it right now. And it should be available, I'd say, within 10 days, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I should be finished with it.
Well, I...
if nothing
like,
else comes
I'd you
up.
Like to see what you have, if,
uh-huh.
if you're willing for us to use it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd be glad to say, that's what I deliberately started writing it for, was that. And then the other day I got a call from a Carol Talbot. I don't know who she is or anything, but...
I don't know that name.
They wanted me to... She's with Syracuse University, and she asked me if I could come into Washington and participate in a trust responsibility... self-determination workshop. I don't know where she got my name or anything else.
Does this have to do with the American Indian Policy Review Commission, or what?
Yes, it does. Ernie Stevens and quite an array of panelists are going to be discussing the problems.
When is this?
It is the...
there was something on the 19th, 20th, 21, 22.
It's the 18th and 19th. And it's at the Washington Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. But as it turns out, they want each one of us to pay our own expenses. Man, I ain't got that kind of money.
My, that's generous of them.
Yeah. It says in the packet to call if you need travel money, you know. So I called her, and she said, well, there is no money available. So I just,
real nice invitation.
Yeah. I'd sure like to participate, but...
Yeah.
I got it. If I had that kind of money, I sure would go anyway, because I think it's valuable. Ernie Stevens and all the rest of them are...
Yeah, it would be good.
...going to be there, but there's no chance of me being there.
Say the 18th and 19th of this month, November.
Right, uh-huh.
Gosh, I'd like to be there, too.
Yeah, I see Alvin Josephi's on there, and then a whole array of lawyers and different guys who...
Who is sponsoring it?
Well, I really don't know who's sponsoring. You don't seem to have any sponsor except the Syracuse Department of Anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse University of New York. So I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. I was wondering about more facts about your irrigation project and the garden produce. If you any, I'd like to mention something about it in the next copy of Indian Truth.
Yeah, when is it coming out?
Well, I think it's probably going to go to press real soon for the next edition, but I think we're going to have them out more frequently in the future.
Yeah. Well, I could get you a write-up on the facts of the whole thing.
Well, I don't think there's really time for that. If you could tell me something right now, I could use it, because I really think it's going to go to press in a couple of days.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we've got an opportunity to really build out there, you know, on a couple hundred more acres of irrigation land, but I really think it's too much for us.
I think so, too. I know Ruth Thompson was talking about that. And
at this point.
Particularly if you're going to have another job part-time or in the future, it might be too much to carry. I think she's willing to help you some, but more just to maintain the present present operation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I think we're just going to work as we can get the government or somebody... like this friend of mine from Winter to do a little tree pulling and leveling and all that kind of stuff, well, we'll get them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just proceed as we possibly can. Otherwise, we'll set up next year to really gear up and raise a lot of produce next year.
Have any idea how much you got this year?
Yeah, we've produced over 60 bushels of sweet corn. And we have approximately 5.5 tons of squash and pumpkins that we produced. Not many onions, probably around 150 pounds of onions, which is a lot of onions, too.
Sure.
We raised 200 bushel of potatoes, a lot less than I thought we had. I think we started irrigation a little bit too late.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't set on like they should have.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really good potatoes, too.
Uh-huh. Did you get your cellar built?
What?
Your storage cellar?
Yeah, I finished that
completely,
and it'll store an awful lot of stuff. In fact, I just put the finishing touches on the outer door this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty chilly, so I went down and start building. Me and another fellow was building an outer door so that wind wouldn't be hitting that from the northwest. It would blow right into our door, see?
Mm-hmm.
So we put a slanted piece in there and filled it in with dirt on the side and then covered it with a cellar door on a slant so it shed water, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that done. And in that cellar, we've got a good ton of rutabakers buried in the dirt, sand, I should say, dry sand.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably give away and sold approximately a ton or more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we produced, in the cellar right now is about 2 ton of turnips.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given away and probably sold another 3/4 of a ton, so. And let's see, we raised, the cucumbers. I don't know what to say about them. I should have kept track of that, really, on what we've done. But we probably raised a good ton of cucumbers easily.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them were given to some of the older folks. We furnished some of them to the senior citizens' homes here on the reservation. And let's see, we've got about 100 pounds of dry navy beans. Plus, we produced probably in a neighborhood of 500 pounds of green string beans from the same patch that produced these dry beans.
Mm-hmm.
These are beans that went to, you know, we couldn't pick them fast enough, so we just let them dry up.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. All our squash and everything else. I think that was the bowl. We had a few beets, but they weren't really as good as we wanted to be. Our carrots never grew at all, and our parsnips never grew at all. So we had no crops of those whatsoever. I don't know what caused that. We never even got one carrot turned out.
You had tomatoes too, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, tomatoes. Yeah, we produced about 100 bushel of tomatoes. Easily.
Good crop, yeah.
And we've learned an awful lot from this project. Next year, I got a tank right now that I secured from a guy for nothing. I'm going to put that tank out there and put hose from it. And we're going to pump water into that tank and then mix the plant food with it and feed those plants from these hoses in a spring dribble kind of a fashion. Like they do in these greenhouses and so forth over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a continuous line of water going in by dropping it right to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And really grow some tomatoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, right now we've got all of our garden spot all well prepared and plowed, and it really looks beautiful laying down there.
Good.
All ready for the winter. If we get some snow now, it'll be all right.
was wondering, didn't you get a lot of snow recently?
No, we haven't had any snow, Ted, except for a few flakes.
Down in Colorado, they had quite a bit, I thought, from what I saw on the radio or television.
I just saw the news this evening that they had 8 inches in New Mexico and are expecting more. That's probably our snow.
They sure had a lot up in New York State, western New York State recently.
Boy, we want some here, but we just can't get nothing. We can't get a rain. We can't get anything except that old sunshine and a lot of wind. It's really fantastic, though, how wet that garden is down there. It is really wet.
That was a big success.
In fact, I think we'll give it another going over probably about Wednesday if it don't freeze too hard, and might even put in winter rye at that time if it keeps the weather stays as it is now. And it might be worthwhile to do that, to fertilize it.
Well, you'll be getting something from me pretty soon. There's just some photographs, anyhow.
Yeah, good.
And good to get some of this information and to talk to you.
You bet.
So,
give my regards to everybody.
Mine, too. I'm sorry I didn't see B when we were out there.
Yeah.
But maybe next time.
You bet.
Okay, thanks.
All righty, we'll see you then, Tim.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.